Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Mordina, Kirsten, how are you today?
Mordina! trying to get up on this sad, rainy morning.
It's a bit grim out there. We're about to play some tunes, which I think are going to inspire some strong feelings in the BFM listeners. I'm not sure if they're going to be good feelings, Kirsten. This could be a very interesting genre today.
Well, I promise I think I'm going to turn everyone around, just like I have been turned around. So we're doing CDM, which I thought was a great genre title. is country dance music. And it sounds like the most wrong mashup you could imagine, right?
It kind of does. It has a sort of, what's that like dance that everyone used to do at primary school discos, like hamsters in the music video. Someone's going to know. Child of the late 90s, texted 5395.
Yep. Hamster dance.
I'm getting a vibe.
So, well, you know, you think Lil Nas X with Old Town Road. You think even the direction Miley Cyrus is going. But I'm going to show you that it all makes sense. Because it seems wrong. Because on the one hand, dance music tends to be super electronic, kind of, you know, it sounds manufactured, whereas country, you know, organic, you're out in the dirt, in the shed, and you got everyone in their grungy clothes, you know, with their boots, right? So it seems like it doesn't mix. But then think about line dancing and the sort of group dancing together, you know, and people calling out steps.
Oh, okay, someone texted in Cotton Eye Joe. Thank you very much.
It was going to
annoy me all morning for the hamsters.
That was worse than I was imagining, yes.
I'm going to just hit this first song, and I'm just going to say, steel yourselves, folks. You've probably never heard this on BFM before, and you probably never will again. Okay. It's an interesting parrot sound, almost.
So this is Electro Horse. He's from Chicago, so he's legit to house. It's a hoedown, 2021.
Oh, this is really new.
So you can hear calling out the steps, right?
Giddy up. All right.
And the guy doing the calls is called Big Moochie. He had an amazing hit, 20 years ago, called Cleveland Shuffle, if you want to wake yourself up.
True. So he's not, you know, he's no stranger to a call and response dance type of a song.
Now, what is another call and response dance phenomenon? Disco.
True. So tell me how we get disco, country, and this type of house music in the same world.
Well, yeah, so it seems like it shouldn't be there. But for one thing, country music and African-American music came from the same place. They came from the same home. They came from the same cities, the same instruments. You know, it's because of the sort of way the United States is and the racial dynamics that we imagine them as two different musics, right?
Mm, totally.
But they're coming from, you know, the same hearts, let's be honest, the same sorts of longings and interests and stuff. And so for some people, they were never separate. And there are African Americans that live in the South that like country music.
Well, you know, hugely significant in the history of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like, it's like, oh, wait, yeah, they never separated. I think of Nelly and sports games, you know, where with different dances and performances. And I've got to admit, I have two line dancers in my extended fauno.
That's cool. That's very cool, Kirsten.
And, you know, for all you doubters out there, it is pretty fun. You know, it's the idea of easy enough steps that you can learn in the present at the moment, and everyone's dancing together.
I am going to put it out there. I do know all the steps to the Hoedown Throwdown by Miley Cyrus. That I can
See?
Do. So
See?
I'm not going to lie. I'm being rude about this, but I'm deep in the paint in my own way.
See, we're not here to judge. We're here to see what these musics tell us about humans.
Exactly. Someone said our daughter wants a dance party for her third birthday. I think I might have just found the playlist.
Now, this guy, Electro Horse, wears a lighted horse head mask all the time. He wants to be the dead mouse of country music.
Okay, go off, Electro Horse.
And mix it up with with various musics. But like I said, there's a legacy of this, and it's been around, and there's overlap of communities. You know, you got to watch the videos, the aesthetic.
Oh, God. This has probably literally never been played on the station before.
So this is 2013. Pitbull. Kesha.
This is unlocking some high school memories for me that I'm not sure need to be unlocked. We're going somewhere.
You can hear that country sort of faux harmonica.
So some of the other artists on this playlist that you gave us, someone says it's still better than Electro Swing. Okay. So this is Pitbull and Kesha. Some of the other artists you gave us were like Avicii, who was one of the biggest artists in the world when he was at the height of his sort of musical power.
Yeah, so this is big. So I hope you all get your little booty shorts, denim booty shorts on this morning, your cowboy boots, put your little thumbs in the in the belt loops, and a flannel shirt, and a cowboy hat, and dance with your friends.
I kind of have a soft spot in my soul for both Pitbull and Kesha, I have to say. Maybe it is because it's like, sounds like high school to me.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the comments beneath this song, people are just, you know.
We're also on the cusp, well, people would like us to believe we're on the cusp of an indie sleaze revival. And Kesha was kind of like the queen of indie sleaze for a minute. Mm. So maybe we're back in that kind of era of the nostalgia cycle of music. It's a lot. The big builds, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah, we're waiting for it.
Oh, no, I'm getting Bar 101, first year uni vibes as well. It's a lot. This is unlocking some stressful memories for me here, Kirsten.
Oh, wow, okay. I didn't realise that time was not good for you.
So these songs that you've given us are huge pop hits, though. This is kind of an interesting type of music to maybe make it into the top 40 or, you know, the Billboard charts.
Well, in thinking about Pitbull, he was a Latin star.
Yeah.
Distinctively before he became a pop star. And so I'm like, now I need to read in, you know, about Latin music and country music because of big overlap there, Texas, Northern Mexico, as far as the music that they're making. And so, yeah, all these sort of genre crowd radio separations we're imagining, you know, humans just don't work like that.
Crikey. You know? Oh, okay, we're gonna play this last one we've got here. I don't know this one. Blunt
or
Brown.
Oh, you'll love it. Oh.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable.
Get comfortable, everyone.
Grab your loved ones.
This is my mom's favorite.
This is quite sweet. Partner. Is this a recent one?
2019, yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah, the steel guitar. Do the two-step
and cowboy boogie. Okay, actually, I kind of love this. This rules.
It is awesome. And it's been a big hit on TikTok.
That call and response songs do so well on TikTok. Yeah. So well.
Because it's about interacting with your music, you know? It's not just listening, you know? It's participating. There you go. He's telling you the steps.
To the right.
Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
So what's interesting to me is that the breadth of music you've given us is kind of from maybe the last 12 years, but it's not necessarily like, oh, in this year there was just heaps of this country music. Like, it's kind of always had a little vein of this that's done really well and been really popular. I wonder what that's all about.
I think it's just speaking to this particular community that doesn't always get represented, which would be... Well, like, for instance, this guy, Blanco, he's from Atlanta. So he grew up, he says, with Outkast and Johnny Cash. And you can hear the Johnny Cash
true.
In his voice. You know, that people don't grow up in silos just because radio, you know, and Spotify are in silos. And, you know, like you were saying before, like school dances, you know, there's weddings, there's communal events, sports, where everybody's together. It's music will bring the people together, Rachel.
Music does bring the people together, Kirsten. It's true. This is from an album called Honeysuckle and Lightning Bugs. The purple one was from Global Warming Meltdown. Iconic. This has been a wild ride. I think you have slightly won me over to this. I think I was expecting more of that Avicii sound, which is high school in a bad way for me, but I love Pitbull. I love Kesha, I cannot lie. This kind of call and response song, how can you not smile? People are enjoying it on the text machine. People say,
oh, that's cool.
This is making me grin.
And you know,
cannot
the
help
videos,
but move to the left, someone
the
said.
The videos are lovely too. I hope they're not driving.
Yeah, exactly. Move to the left, indicating in your lane.
That's right. To the left, that's your...
Kirsten, thank you for bringing us... what's the official name of it again?
CDM.
CDM, country dance music. Where are we going next week?
I'm a piano.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a vibe switch. We will see you next Friday. Have a good one.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Kia ora fun.